Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adams, wow, yes, that's a good question. Oh my gosh. And for many, it truly is a great question. Well, I want you to know you're in the right place today, and we're going to go on a journey of discovery together, and we're going to evaluate this very question. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, and we're excited to take this journey together.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I so love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm excited about the topic that we will dive into on today's installment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. Yes! If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight. Can somebody say rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win? You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 or so minutes, 40-ish minutes into today's broadcast around our subject. And then we're going to open up our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments. You know, this, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be shy. That's the time in which we want to hear from you. And, you know, I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, your tablets, your whatever you need, your smartphone with your notes, your iPad, you want to grab whatever you need to grab so you can capture the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. But before we jump in, I want to ask a favor of you, a flavor of you. I want to ask you to invite someone to join in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get the point. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's program. We, of course, extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support in advance for assisting with expanding our outreach. We can't do it without you. We don't take your support lightly or for granted, and we simply say thank you for putting forth those efforts to share the richness that you receive for those regular listeners and those that are intrigued by this topic on today. Authentically you, because that is what we're looking at today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We're in our SHAPE series, and we're looking at authentically you. You know, this subject of being authentic, you know, the question is raised, are you being authentically you? And if you would say, no, I'm not, if the answer is no, I'm not, I would love to know your why at the core of why you're not being authentically you. You know, I would venture to say that growing up, many of you were not accepted for just simply being you. You met with, I don't know, some resistance around your personality, you met with some resistance around your quirkiness, you met with some resistance around your uniqueness and the expectations of others. And so you begin to shrink. You begin to fit into the mold of what others thought you should be. And therefore, in essence, you have lost you. And so you've struggled to find you and to be authentically you, but you don't even know who you are. You know, I remember growing up and I would hear it stated that one should, and I'm sure you've heard this too, one should fake it until they make it. Fake it. And, you know, growing up, I would hear that, fake it, fake it, fake it until you make it, fake it until you make it, fake it until you make it. Okay. But when you evaluate fake it, fake is not genuine. Fake is a counterfeit. Fake lacks the genuineness. And so when we're talking about fake it until you make it, and we're hearing that, that's saying don't be genuine. Don't be authentic. Be a counterfeit. And so what we see in the world today, we see people trying to be carbon copies of others. So if they see a celebrity in the media, they're trying to get their body type and shape, whatever that may look like. They're fighting to get the clothes and the bags and the this and the that, the suits, the shoes that they have, because they're trying to be a carbon copy of someone else instead of being authentically who they've been created to be. You see, when we're being authentic, this term authentic is undisputable. You're being genuine. You're an original. And I have to share with you that I have struggled on my journey along the way with embracing the authentic me. Yes, I have struggled along the way. And what I've grown to realize is that I can only be the best me that I can be. She may be unique. She may have some quirkiness. She may have some, you know, isms and what have you, but it's me. Because when you're trying to be fake, when you are trying to be a carbon copy of someone else, I don't know about you, but that's uncomfortable. When you're trying to fit into a space that you weren't created for, it's uncomfortable because it doesn't fit. And, you know, I remember growing up, the different stages of growing and discovering me. One of the greatest discoveries was when I realized, as it relates to purpose and why I believe I was created, when I made that connection, it opened up a whole different world for me. Because prior to that, there was the struggle. And I want to challenge you as you're listening in today to recognize, am I being authentically me? Am I trying to be like someone else, or am I really being authentically me? Am I comparing myself constantly to someone else, and I'm trying to fit myself into the mold of someone else? I'm trying to design myself in the way of someone else. And so you don't know who you are. You see, when we are being authentic, and I get it, you may have grown up, and as it relates to your path in life, mom, dad, guardian, whoever it may be, said, you know, you should be a lawyer. You should be a doctor. You should be a chemist. You should be an actor. You should be, you should be, you should be, you should be. We can call out so many different things. And you do feel this like you're a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And it's uncomfortable. You feel like you're about to come out of your skin because you're trying to be someone and something you were not created to be. You see, when we are not being genuine, when we are authentic, when we're not being authentic, we're lacking that genuineness. We're lacking that originality. We're lacking the realness. We are lacking so many different layers of who we are because we're constantly fighting to squeeze into a mold that someone else has designed. And please know that I realize, oh my gosh, in today's age more than ever, it is so difficult to sift through the realness, the authentic you versus the manufactured fake version of you, the fake version of others with social media. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with someone, and this individual, it was so funny because they were blown away and shocked that they had found out that, quote unquote, one of their friends in their network on social media, that clearly what they had been posting wasn't the reality of what they were dealing with. And they were surprised by that. They're thinking, oh my gosh, I thought that this person was truly living that life. And they found out that it was a facade, that it was fake. It wasn't really the case. And so I recognize that so often in today's age through social media, yeah, it's difficult because everyone is trying to show you what they want you to see and know, the images. So we're filtering everything. We're, you know, adjusting, tweaking, touching up everything. We're not allowing ourselves to be authentically who we are. I've been guilty. I want to put my best foot forward. Certain pictures I won't post because they don't have that right likeness that I want. So I get it. But are you being a fake in your world today? And if you're being a fake and you have unrest and you're struggling with feeling like you're about to crawl out of your skin because you're not being the authentic you, I want to challenge you today. Because the authentic you is based on how you are wired, how you've been created. In essence, it's the, at the core, at the heart, it's the reason you were created. Your purpose is different than mine, and mine is different than yours. And the biggest challenge is being able to unlock that code of our purpose, which connects us to the authentic you, me, to the authentic individual that we were created to be. You know, it's interesting. You can watch TV, different shows, and oftentimes from one show to the next, people look alike because, again, that authenticity has been lost. Everyone is trying to be like someone else, and they've lost the realness of who they are. So this whole fake it until you make it, faking it is difficult. It really is. And I deal with this topic so frequently in my coaching practice because my clients are struggling with finding their way. They're struggling with trying to recognize and understand, one, who am I? What was I created to do? And as I stated, until I made the very connection with what I truly believe I was placed on the planet to do, I can relate to feeling the unrest. I can relate to feeling like you're fitting into the wrong space and that you're struggling with being the authentic you. And the world would tell you constantly, they're feeding that fake it until you make it, 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 fake it until you make it. And you begin to buy into that it's not okay for me to be authentically who I am, because people won't receive that. They're expecting and anticipating that I fake it. And now you don't know who you are. And of course, my heart for those that I work with and support is that I support you in getting on the path that you were designed for, that you unlock the code of your purpose to tap into why you were created, not doing something because that's what others think you should do. You know, growing up, my dad used to always tell me, get a great government job. That was Dad's mindset. Get a good government job. You'll get some good benefits, and you can retire from your good government job. There's stability in that good government job. And I remember years before my dad graduated and transitioned to heaven, when I became an entrepreneur, he wasn't quite sure how to view that. It's like, what is this whole, you know, entrepreneurial? What are you doing? I don't quite get it. Because his mindset was that you get a good government job. Many of you are not doing what you desire to do, what you feel you have a bend in, that area where you're leaning towards, that you're attracted to. But rather, you're doing what someone else thought you should do, the path that someone else set before you. You know, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned as it relates to trying your vision and your dreams, putting your dream to the test, is the first key to putting your dream to the test is one of the highest on the list, is that you have to determine, is my dream really my dream? What are we saying here? What am I saying? Are you on the pathway of becoming an attorney because you have a passion, a love, a fire for law? Or is it that that's what mom, dad, whoever said you should be because of the age and the status and the perceived income that comes with that particular industry? And you have to ask yourself the question and be authentically true with the answer, because if it's not you, guess what? You'll do it and then you quit. So you'll waste all of this time and money with education and all of that to not do that because it wasn't the path that was created for you, that you were designed for. It was the path that someone else set you on. I wonder if you pursue what's authentically at your core, how different will your life be? Ponder, think about that. You have some interests that you haven't yet tapped into. You know, interestingly enough, no one can tell me that I wasn't created to speak. No one can tell me that I wasn't created to do that. All of my life, before I even had a title for it, all of my life, people would compliment my voice and how I spoke. Now, I don't hear it in the way in which others may hear it because I live with it. But that was something that people would compliment constantly. And I didn't know exactly what it meant until I unlocked the code of God's purpose of the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And now I'm being authentically who I was created to be. And so there is no fake it until you make it. But rather, the paradigm shift that I made many years ago was that it's not about faking it until you make it. But I have found, being a woman of faith, that it's about seeing it. Facing it means that even though you may feel some uncertainty, even though you may not have all of the answers, you're trusting that you're on the right path, and so you're willing to step out boldly in courage, and move in the direction by faith that you believe you should be navigating towards versus faking it, that you're not being authentically you, that you are not pursuing what is truthful. You are a counterfeit, as we established early on. You're not genuine. Now, I don't know, ladies, for those of you that are listening in, let me ask you this question. And then I'm going to ask the men in a different way. So, ladies, you know, your boo proposes to you. Oh, yes, he sets the stage. He has this beautiful proposal established. And he gets down on one knee, and he gives you the ring. And you are just in awe at this proposal, at the ring. Oh, my gosh, on the surface, it's so beautiful. What? 5-carat princess cut down. Oh, my gosh, it's so gorgeous. And you're excited. You say, yes, I'll marry you. And then you have to have the ring size. And you take it to the jeweler. And they tell you that it's a counterfeit, that it's fake. How are you feeling in that moment? How are you feeling in that moment? How are you feeling in that moment? Now you're feeling like, I've been bamboozled. I've been hoodwinked. You realize that you have a counterfeit. You realize that this ring that you have, it's now fake. It's a fake. It doesn't have the value that you thought that it had before. And I think, generally speaking, no, there are always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, I think a woman would say, you know what? I would rather have a 3-carat diamond that was a real diamond than to have 5 carats that was a counterfeit. I'm just saying, okay, maybe that's just me, because I want the real, authentic thing. Now, men, how about this? You get this suit, and you think it is this designer Italian suit name brand, and come to find out, it's a knockoff. It's a counterfeit. I know you're feeling different about that suit because you're now realizing, I thought I bought an original, an authentic Italian. And now you're feeling like, I've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. I have a counterfeit. It's a fake. But many of us are navigating on our journey through life, and we're not being the authentic individuals that we were created to be. And the reason why it's so important to recognize this is that each of us have been created for a specific purpose. And if you don't tap into being authentically you, not the carbon copy, not the counterfeit, and again, I know I've heard that term growing up, fake it until you make it. And so many of us have bought into being a fake, being a counterfeit. But in being a fake and in a counter and being a counterfeit, you feel like you're crawling out of your skin because you're not being authentically the individual that you were created to be. I was speaking to an individual who recently got separated. And as we were having a conversation, I was asking her, what prompted this? What brought this on? And my heart ached for this individual because they said, you know what, Coach Adams, I never felt like I had the safe space to just be me. And I was exhausted with trying to meet someone's expectations and live up to something that I wasn't. And how many of you listening in would say that you've struggled with the same thing, that you've lost yourself, that you're being someone else? And I want to challenge you to tap into the authentic you. Because as I stated earlier, when you tap into the authentic you, you're able to unlock this code of your purpose. And now you're living life based on why you have been created. And there's greater fulfillment in that. I remember when I finally made the connection with who I am today, the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, I felt like a weight was lifted because I got into real estate when I got into real estate because, not because I was passionate at the time about real estate. I really wasn't. And every time I share this story, it tickles me. I giggle on the inside because I was focused on real estate finance, and I don't like finance. Talking about a square peg trying to fit into a round hole in a space that it wasn't designed for, you have some people that they are just numbers people. Well, those are the people that should be in finance. Each and every one of us, we have coded in our very DNA authentically who we were designed to be, but we've lost that. We've lost that because of a number of different things. And so we're living life that is a lie. It's a lie. And you're crawling out of your skin and you're uncomfortable. And as a coach, a part of my assignment because of my journey is assisting individuals on getting on that right path, making that connection, discovering, unlocking the code of the very reason why you were created so that you can be authentically you. Not a counterfeit, not a carbon copy, but that you will be exactly who you were created to be, and being comfortable and at one with that. You know, early on, it took me some time to get comfortable in finding my own voice, my voice. And I remember I had to really dig into this discovery because I'm a little quirky. That's just a part of who I am. We all have different sides to our personality. But growing up, the quirky side of me wasn't embraced. And so I felt like I had to kind of push her down, and I was trying to fit into the mold of what others thought I should fit into. And so in essence, what was I being? Well, I used to hear it all the time, fake it until you make it. So I was being fake. I wasn't being genuine. I was being a counterfeit. I wasn't being authentically who I was created to be. Now, maybe that's not your story, But I can be honest and say, I can say with great transparency that there was a time when I struggled with being authentically me, embracing the quirky sides of my personality, embracing the different layers and dynamics. Well, that has made me who I am. It's all a part of the unique me that I've been created to be. Now, this is the thing. I already know. Some people absolutely love her. Others are put off by her. You can't please everyone. You can't. So why are you fighting to fit into a mold that you weren't created to be in? My desire for each and every one of us is that we would fulfill the assignment that we've been created to fulfill. Because in that comes freedom. As I said, until I made the connection, I felt a heaviness. I can tell you with, I mean, just being quite frank and genuine, that I could sense the square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There was so much friction going on internally in my life at the time because I was trying to fit into spaces and areas that I wasn't created for. And many of you listening in, you're trying to do that very thing. And you're wondering why you're feeling this weight of heaviness, that you're struggling, you're feeling like you're crawling out of your own skin. It's because you have not tapped into the authentic you. And tapping into this authentic you is unlocking the code that's in your very DNA of purpose. And because of my journey, and I was pausing with intention, because I want those of you that are listening in to really process what I'm sharing with you today. Because my desire is that you would get on that right path. Because when you are being authentically you, there's a greater fire in you. You've tapped into greater passion when you're living out the assignment that you've been called to. Whatever that may look like, whatever that may be, embrace that. That's the journey that you want to go on. I have to tell you, the moment I made the connection, it was such a aha. It was like could hear the sound of, oh, you know, it was just this amazing moment when I made that connection. It wasn't what I thought it would be. Now, I must say that. Because so often we're on the path that others have designed for us. We're becoming a doctor because mom and dad, guardian, somebody said you should be a doctor. But let me ask you a question. If you don't like chemistry, and you struggle with chemistry, and at the root of a lot of what a doctor's learning is chemistry. But you don't like chemistry. Now, I'm not saying that you can't learn to like it. But I have grown to realize that our sweet spot in life, that we have a natural bend in that direction. There's a slight natural bend in that direction. I remember one of my former coaching clients, we were tapping into her taking her business to another level. And I began to probe with her and ask her the question. I said, you know, because purpose is at my core, I'm all about purpose. and living life on purpose. I asked her, so what made you decide on this industry, this business? And she said something very interesting to me. She said, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to sit in the grass and I would braid the grass. And I thought, huh, that was interesting. I didn't braid the grass as a little girl. I didn't do that. I may have sat on the grass, but I didn't instinctively braid the grass. Well, for her, that was a key element because she was a hairstylist. And again, she had that natural bend in that direction. So braiding the grass was a part of her process. Because whenever she could do something that connected her naturally with that, she did it, even sitting in the grass. You know, growing up, again, I was complimented always for my voice. I never heard it in the way that others heard it. Even today, still complimented for the voice. I don't have a singing voice, but I have the speaking voice, and God has unlocked that code. I say that because you have to tap into the areas in which you have a natural bend. Because when we're able to unlock the code of where we have a natural bend in life, in that, we now are set on the path that we were created for. And as we journey on that pathway, we will more and more become our authentic selves. Not a fake, not a phony, not a counterfeit, but our authentic self. Because we are doing and being exactly what we were created to do. And with that, and this is what's so exciting, with that, you become, there's this greater confidence that starts to rise up in you. I became more confident when I made the connection with my assignment. Why? Because it gave my life clarity and purpose. No, I don't have all the answers. I'm still in process. I'm still working things through. But that set me on the right. And so if you are struggling right now, I want you to know that you're not alone. Others have gone through the struggle, that support is available for you, and that I, Coach Adams, I am committed to assisting 100 individuals through my Impact 100, and I want you to be one of them, to grow personally and professionally on their journey through the great gift of empowerment that I have available through my Full Circle of Empowerment. I want you to know for new and recurring clients that at this particular time, if you make a decision by the 28th of February of the month, the end of the month, you will receive one complimentary month of one-on-one coaching. For those that will join in a coaching partnership. And I want you to know that it would be my pleasure. It's my sweet spot. It's what I was created to do, to support you on your journey of getting on the right path so that you can live out being your authentic self, your authentic you, authentically you, whatever that may look like, embracing all of the layers of who you are because you've tapped into the purpose and you recognize that all of it works together. You see, one of the things that I realize is that all of those different layers of my personality, they come together as the speaker. It enhances the speaker. The quirkiness, the whatever, it all complements and supports who I've been created to be. And so as I've discovered, I want to encourage you to take the time to discover and or look at what is the next level of your discovery. You may have already tapped into it, but now you're in a place where it's time for you to move to the next level. And you don't know exactly what that looks like. If you are pursuing your dream, the vision that you have before you, the goals that you have set, the dream that you feel is where you want to go, if you're pursuing your vision, your goals, and your dreams because someone else said you should, and it's not truly what's at your core, and you haven't owned your own dream, it's because of somebody else said you should have done that, you're going to feel that unrest that I was speaking about. You're going to feel like you are a square peg fighting to be in a round hole. You're living a life that is a lie. You're being a fake because you haven't taken the time to discover and tap into and unlock the code of the authentic you. The authentic you is in there. It's unique. Only you can be you, but are you being who you were created to be? That is the question on the table today. Are you being authentically you? And I want you to know that this discovery of being authentically you, as I stated earlier, it's freeing. You have the weight that was lifted. Remember I said that until I made the connection, I felt this heaviness. Now, you may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, what are you saying? Life is perfect? No, not saying that at all. But I now navigate on the journey differently because of the clarity that I have. And I'm not taking on a bunch of stuff for the sake of taking on a bunch of stuff. It's now any and everything that aligns with my purpose. Those are the things that I'm welcome, that I'm open to, that I welcome in my life, not just filling my life and time with a bunch of stuff, not this busyness. That's all this stuff that's going on. All this stuff is on my plate. I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy from one moment to the next. I'm busy. Busyness lacks purpose. Busyness lacks purpose. When someone asks me about my day, I will often tell them it was productive on purpose. You see, productive yields great results. Busyness becomes a liability because your time is filled with all of this stuff because you lack the clarity that you need to be authentically you. One of the great lessons that I've learned from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, is this. You know, they have a powerful ministry, Boss the Movement and the Boss Masters program, formerly Vertical Leap. And I remember early on, people would, because they're such a beautiful couple, would want them to do marriage seminars. And that wasn't the assignment that God called them to. And they were very clear on that. And I really observed that and recognized that when your purpose, your vision is clear, easy for you to be authentically you, it's easy for you to say no to other things that don't align with your purpose and your assignment. And that was a great lesson that I learned because I remember my first church, and I did everything at my first church as a babe in Christ because I didn't have a clue. But when I went to my next church, which is still my current church, I was very clear by this time. And it wasn't that I thought I was all of that, that I couldn't serve in these other areas, but I recognized that I will serve in those areas that are aligned with my assignment, with who I am authentically. And those are the areas that I will serve in. Other than that, it's easy to say, you know, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm going to have to say no to that. That's not within my wheelhouse, as one would say. And you can have the freedom of doing that. But if you don't know authentically who you are, you won't. We have a few moments left in today's broadcast, and it's amazing how quickly time flies. I'm realizing the time. And I would love to hear your thoughts if we have those of you that are listening in, and this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What have we talked about today? Well, we're on this discovery of being authentically you. And what did we say? We said that if you are not being authentically you, you have to step back and evaluate the why. Why am I not being authentically me? Is it that growing up it wasn't embraced, my quirkiness, the uniqueness of my personality, whatever it is, it wasn't embraced, and so I wasn't able to meet others' expectations, and so I began to conform, and I began to put myself in a box and into the mold that others thought that I should be. And so I struggle understanding, who am I authentically? At my core, who am I? You've been faking it until you made it. Have you made it yet in this faking it? This faking of not being genuine, being a counterfeit. As I shared the story, if ladies, come on, work with me. If a man gets on the knee and he proposes to you and he gives you a ring and you find out it's counterfeit, you're feeling some kind of way, right? Yes. Men, you think you have that expensive Italian suit and then you find out that it's a knockoff and they sold a label on the inside making you think it was the real thing. But as it turned out, you had to have it altered. Some alterations done, and you take it in thinking you have this expensive Italian suit, and you go to where you think it came from, and you realize it's a knockoff. It's a counterfeit. It's a fake. Men, come on, work with me. You're feeling some kind of way. And many of us, we're feeling some kind of way every day because we are being a phony. We're being a fake. We're being a counterfeit. We're not being authentically who we were created to be. And so we do feel like we're crawling out of our skin, the square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and you're feeling frustrated, and you're feeling all of this angst and this discomfort because you're not being authentically you. Today I want to challenge you to be okay with who you have been created to be. I want to challenge you to go on a journey of discovery. One of the things that I share with my clients and in my coaching practice is that if you're trying to determine why you were created, start looking back. That's one of the things. First, you have to be still. You have to be quiet and listen. But then you have to tap into, as I shared with you, the little girl braiding the grass. You have to tap into what was it that you did growing up that was a natural bend for you. And begin to discover that. Ask the people around you, what do you do well? What do you see as my natural gifts and talents? That's a part of that discovery process. But I want to challenge you, don't have a title for it. Don't try to fit into a title. Let the title come. when I was on my journey of discovering who I am today, I would not have embraced the title if that's what I was pursuing. But I began to discover my natural gifts and talents, where I had a bend in a specific area, and I got to the authentic me at the core. And that happens to be the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. But before I had those titles, you could not get me up to speak in front of people. I always felt it was judgmental place, uncomfortable place, so on and so forth. I can go on and on. But yet, it's the assignment. It's the reason why I was created. It is at the very core and essence of who I am. So I'm being authentically me. And all of the layers of me complement that. May not be for you, but it's me. And that's what this journey is all about, being authentically you. At any stage, any level, being authentically you. And so go on a journey of discovery to unlock the code and to discover that. And then you're able to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dream authentically, because you are being authentically you. And if you need support, guess what? Coach Adams is here for you. Yes, I am, with my full circle of empowerment. So as we close out today, I share with you the number for you to connect with my team, our peeps, and send a text message to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, well, what am I texting? Well, that's a great question. You're texting your name and full circle. Why? Because that tells us that you're interested in the gift of empowerment, the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has available to support you in moving to the next level. I say this on a regular basis, that don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose. If you just do one thing that moves you in the direction, you'll look up and see that by the time the year closes out, you would have done 365 things. But if you do nothing, that gap is still as large as it was when you started. But if you take a step a day, if that's all you can do, that step is going to continue to allow you to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And your dreams are worth it, and I want to support you with achieving them. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment by. If you're not already a part of the Motivational Mondays forum, the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group and all are welcome. We would love to continue the dialogue with you. Maybe you're listening in for the first time and you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? Visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And again, if you're interested in my full circle of empowerment and that gift of empowerment and getting the support that you need to move and drive your vision, your goals, your dream to the next level, text your name and the word full circle to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I trust you've gotten the richness out of today's topic in our Shape Up series, Authentically You, and we look forward to engaging with you on next week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.